every time I came home, I was turned. Like, I was, it just blew up for me again, over again. Like, it's like, I was like, I went to jail, man, was right here, then I got out, was right here, went back, was right here, went back. It's like I kept blowing up every time I came home, and I only be home for like 3-4 months.
And I never saw that coming. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
And it's the King Team Network. We are here live with some motherfucking legends.
Let's shut up.
We got to give it up for No Love and Ruta Bang in the motherfucking Let's building. I ain't even going to do no long introduction. Y'all know who the fuck's sitting down.
Let's shut up.
It's really biggest. Like that. Nah. Like, the biggest in the city, man. And they home at the same time. That's how you know 2024 going to be a good year.
Let's shut up.
Come home. Let's shut up. I appreciate y'all being here, though, for real.
Let's shut up. Hey, you know the crazy thing, though? Like, let me tell you this, though, before we start. You know what I'm saying? I just want to throw this in here. Bro just came home a week ago. He just called me today. You feel me? You know he had to get himself together. He called me today. The first thing I said was, bro, come with me. Because let me tell you the story, though. This nigga, it's 2019. Before I even wanted to be all the way, you know what I'm saying, an artist, he brought me to my first interview. He had a radio interview. What? You know what I'm saying? He seen me perform one time. They brought my name up. He, like, tell him to come.
What?
Like, I want him to come.
He liked that for real.
That was 2019, bro. This before even, you know what I'm saying, niggas even knew what was going on. If you go check back to the interview, you would see me sitting in the chair.
Wow.
On my mama. Like, so it was just like, you know what I'm saying, I had to. Like, I feel like I need, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because around that time, I was reaching out to everybody. Niggas wasn't reaching back.
Really?
Every nigga in Cleveland, bro. When I was, you know what I'm saying, trying to climb, it ain't one nigga that I ain't reach out to like, hey, bro, save me, help me, you feel me? And nigga ain't this one that did, though.
Wow.
You feel me?
Come to the spot, whatever.
This nigga got 100 shows lined up. He doing homecomings. He doing proms. He got all type of shit going on. You feel me? Like, he like,
wow,
come.
Come on,
yeah,
now.
For sure. So I had to pay my respect. You feel me? It's just...
And it's a full circle moment because you really moving right
now.
No,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And Wafa, I know you got some shit ready to drop.
Yeah.
So,
now, bro, pulling me around.
Come on. Come on. How did
your life?
That's
how it's a motherfucker.
That's how you, but when you a real nigga, it come back around.
Dude, that shit pay. That's basically my point, though. Like, being a real nigga, that shit pay off. That shit pay off, bro. Niggas remember that. Niggas remember that. It's a lot of niggas be doing a lot of shit, bro. And I be telling niggas, like, bro, stop treating them people like that. I heard a nigga tell a nigga, like, nigga, next nigga send me his music. And you know who I'm talking about. Next nigga send me that music, I'm blocking him. Why would you tell that nigga that? And then this nigga blow up. He gonna resent you for the rest of his career. You feel me? Like, he gonna remember that. Like, this nigga shot me down. Like, you feel me? Like, so, nigga, you always supposed to tap in and bring a nigga up. You feel me? No matter what position he in, no matter, you know what I'm saying, what he got going on, because it's great in somebody.
And that shit makes you legendary.
Yeah, legendary. For sure.
Like, why would you not want to be legendary?
For sure. For sure.
To be a part of some legendary shit. Like, these niggas wild as hell.
For sure.
That's something I always noticed about you, though, Ruta Bang. Like, you understood the moments.
For sure.
Like,
yeah, for sure.
Being there, being present, like, when did you notice, like, that was a real thing to know?
Because I knew I was really still in the streets, and I knew where I came from. And when I came in, like, I ain't know who to reach out to.
Wow.
So I was just going, and I just ended up one of them niggas that was able to, that nigga you want to reach out to.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was seeing Young and Thuggies and shit like, them niggas coming up, popping and shit, I couldn't wait to grasp around them because I'm one of them still.
You one of them.
I just took off quick as fuck.
Yeah, we're going
to
talk
about
that. But
I'm still one of them mindset.
Yep.
You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still, like, hungry. Like, I was still, like, so I'm like, shit, I wanted to be around them. And I didn't want to be around no fuck niggas. I wanted to be around hungry niggas. Niggas
for
who
sure.
was certified. I'd rather be around them all day than a fuck niggas just because he got a name.
Yeah.
For sure.
Every day.
For sure.
Every day.
For sure.
So, I mean, we're going to get, we got some shit to talk about. But it's special, this moment, because it was 2020. I want to say the battle of the... It was something that Medusa, shout out to Ray Jr. put it on, who hit me up. Shout out to Mo, love you Mo, light skin Mo. She hit me up, and it was you and Preem.
Yeah.
And that's the first day I got to meet you and really get to feel your energy. Yeah. But I had been seeing you around. You been had a name.
Yeah.
But it was like, nah, he's still a down to earth individual.
Yeah. And on top of that, like, don't times around that time, like, I was going through shit. Mm. On the run, still trying to keep my shit going. Still got to pop out. You feel me?
Real shit.
And like I feel like that static too, like because it really wasn't going nowhere for me because I was on the run. I couldn't really go do what I was doing. Yeah. I was bigger than the city, so I
was an artist.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. When it got serious for real, it probably was like, well, 19, 20, 20. Man, I've been in jail since, like down there. It's 8 times since I've been rapping. So it's like every time I came home, I was turned. Like I was, it just blew up for me again, over again. Like it's like I was like I went to jail, then was right here, then I got out, was right here, went back, was right here. Went back. It's like I kept blowing up every time I came home, and I only be home for like 3-4 months.
Oh, hi. You must be Joe Pitts, right?
Yeah, that's me.
What's this? Okay, so I'm gonna be in Miami for a whole week, so I figured I can make some money here while I'm gone.
By turning your crib into a dewdrop egg?
Better hope you didn't make a spare house key.
Hey, babe.
Joe, what are you still doing here? What did you do to my house?
You like what I did with the place?
Joe had already printed off the contract, right? I know. Now, somehow he wrote that he's a long-term tenant and not short-term.
Like a roommate?
Good morning, Riley.
You're gonna have to go down to the courthouse and file an eviction.
What about my home? What about my things? How am I supposed to sleep with a strange man in my house?
We've looked into Joe Pitts. He has no criminal record, not even a traffic ticket.
You so need to go shopping, babe.
So he's harmless.
You see how easily accidents can happen?
But I go crazy. So they'd be waiting for me to get out. Right. Like, we need him back out here.
Yeah, right.
You feel me? Like, we need him out here.
So take me, all right, you said 8 times. Now, you did some real stints. But take us to the first one and relate it to the music. So, boom, what song and what was going on? Because your songs, and this is for real. Now, Rutabag is another one, but I've heard whole albums being played, like, out of speakers, driving down, like, every part of the city, nigga. And yeah. And it's no love. The whole tape. And I'm like, that's not normal. So, for you, when did that start, and then when did the jail start bouncing back and forth?
I feel like, shit, to be all the way honest for real, see, jail is the reason why, you know what I'm saying, the streets gravitated to me. And I, you know what I'm saying, I speak the same shit every time. Like, jail is the reason why I am who I am today. Like, the motherfuckers in jail got me here. Like, got the motherfuckers you. With life, all that shit. Because before, they was even listening to me out here.
Mm-hmm.
My shit was on the JPEG. They was listening to me in there. I was doing millions of streams, 2 million, 3 million of streams before. And I was only doing 2,000 streams or 5,000, praying for 5,000 on YouTube. And I was doing millions in jail.
Really?
So, yeah, at the time, 2019-20, I was doing millions of streams on the JPEG. My shit was in, you would come outside your cell, my shit would be on the top page of the JPEG stream, top album artist, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out Fifth, because he actually showed us that he was on the JPEG. He was getting so, and he told us that you was up there 100% as the...
Right now, to this day, on a VP, to this day, niggas running up on me and tell like, boy, ain't no love. And I'm like, God damn. Like, shit, I'm going to see y'all some
for
feet.
Sure. Like, for sure.
No cap, we're going crazy.
That's how that shit started, though. It started in the jail, because you got to think about this, right? Say, if a nigga, I'm going to drop some games to the niggas who trying to rap, like the young niggas. If you want to start the easiest way, man, get your shit on that JPEG, because them niggas going, if you saying some shit that a nigga could relate to, this is how I did it. You saying some shit a nigga relate to, a nigga gonna buy that. Nigga is gonna call home. It's a million niggas down there, a million phones, state phones, and it's a million cell phones. Niggas gonna call home like, hey, you heard that new No Love song? Hey, you heard that new, it's word of mouth. It's like a nigga standing out there handing CDs, but you ain't gotta do that. The nigga gonna call home like, hey, yeah, go listen to this one song. Bitch, this how you made me feel. That's how it's gonna go, and that's how my shit coming out. I got motherfuckers DMing me like, my nigga told me to go listen to this song by you, and you feel what I'm saying? So like, that's how it started for real. It I gained traction through no motherfuckers in there them like they like way pushed me up, and then the streets, you know what I'm saying, grabbed a hold to me and shit. My shit just been skyrocketing from there.
So now, was it a purpose move putting it on JPEG, or was it like?
No, it was a purpose because, you know, like you in jail, right, and you rapping. So you in jail, you gonna be known for three things.
Okay.
You gonna be known for rapping. Uh-huh. You gonna be known for kicking ass.
Okay.
Or you're going to be known for getting some, you're going to be known for being the best basketball player. It's always a talent. It's a talent. Nigga, like, he got the compound on rapping.
Yeah.
He got the compound on hooping.
Yeah.
Oh, he get busy. You gotcha. Feel me? It's like three things a nigga known for. So I was the one that had the compound on the rapping.
Gotcha.
Fifth was first. You know what I'm saying? Wow. I ain't going to take nothing away from him, but he was the first one. You feel me? Then when I got down there, it was... Damn, no love got the compound on the rapid side. No, fifth, no, it was going back and forth type shit. We would go to the gate. You know that shit go. Rudy was down there. We would go to the gate. Motherfuckers would crowd up. And so I've been doing concerts before I even hit the stage. Motherfuckers
so
like.
So this is before your first concert, too?
Yeah. Before I ever did a concert, I was doing concerts in jail. So nigga back like, was you scared? Would you be nervous? No, I don't. I'm doing that shit in jail.
So they crowd around.
Yeah, hell yeah, they crowd around. But nigga, that shit started like that though.
How long you do it for? How many songs you rip off like?
What in jail?
Yeah, like how long you keep them captive?
Bro,
like,
I used to be at the gate all fucking day.
Yeah,
like just rapping for niggas. Like niggas want to hear a nigga rap all day. Like just rap, bro, rap. So that was why when I came home, motherfuckers like, we want to hear that on a JPEG.
Yeah.
So I never knew what it was going to do for me.
Yeah.
You feel me? I done made damn near 100,000 off that shit.
Wow.
Like, nigga, put your shit on there. So I never thought that it was going to be, you know what I'm saying, a push for me. But I did what they told me to do. They like, you came home and you got your shit on there. And I put my shit on there and everybody bought my shit. You feel me? Hell yeah. We just down there walking out of walk the tower with niggas. Like, we done went on drills and all type of shit. Yeah. Sat in the hole for 6 months with niggas. And I came home, them niggas supported me.
Wow.
Them niggas supported me.
How did that feel?
That felt good, knowing that I already had the support from jail. Because I was in jail for 6 years. That was my first bid.
So that's the first one?
With six years. Yup.
But you had already, like, recorded a lot of songs.
What? No, hell no.
So you hadn't recorded nothing.
That's when I started
that.
Rapping. That was like 14,
so jail started
14
the whole
to 19,
rap.
Some shit like that.
That's beautiful. I thought you had put a tape out before you went for the first.
That wasn't my first beat.
Wow, okay.
That was probably my third one or my second one. But it's like every time I go to jail, I already just been in the studio, and I'll just be sitting in that bitch like, shit, you might as well just drop all them unreleased songs and put a tape together.
Yeah.
And I'm in this bitch so I could watch my shit hit the screen.
Yeah.
You feel me?
So that was that giving you motivation while you was doing them years?
What?
Well, was that giving you motivation after you got out and had to go
back?
Yeah,
hell yeah. That was giving me motivation because I was still popping. Like, they still streaming me. They still listening to me. And then it's like, see, I was kicking their ass so much, right? Because it's like, I come home and I'll do 5 videos in 1 week, right?
Right.
I'll do 5 videos in 1 week. I'll do damn near 30 songs. Then I'll go back to jail. So, nigga... My Instagram page, it looked like I'm still home.
Right. We can't even tell
me?
Yet.
It looked like I'm still out here because I got all these videos in the cut that I saved. And nigga, I just dropped them bitches in increments. Drop one here, drop a tape. Nigga's like, is he home or is he in jail? I'm in jail the whole time.
Really?
Yeah,
so this is your plan while you in jail?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And it's working.
It's kind of felt like I knew I was sitting in the street, so I knew it was a possibility I was going back to jail. I just trying to get as much content.
That's how I felt, though,
because it's like I'm prepared. I'm in this bitch. I'm prepared. I got 40 unreleased songs. I got 7 videos for them. And I'm sitting down, and niggas, and I'm shit still going.
Now you in jail, so you just mapping out.
Oh, really? Oh, really was dropped when I was in jail.
What?
That video dropped when I was in jail. Yes.
Oh, really? That quick, boom, boom.
Yes, I went to jail 7 days later. Oh, really was dropped when I was in jail.
Now speak on that now. Talk on that as far as what made that a moment impactful for your career.
It was like, motherfuckers was so happy for me to be home. It's like, I came home. My shit was going crazy. Like, I'm talking about, like, viral. Like, my shit was going crazy. They was happy, you feel me? And then, shit, it was over with. So, it was like, damn. But they still was fucking with me. It's like, I don't know. They saw it. Like, he still got hope. after seven times. You know, a nigga go back to jail seven times. His bitch gonna give up on him.
Yeah,
right. The homies gonna give up on him. But nigga, it was fans that it was motherfuckers that stopped. But it was people who was still like, nah, he the one. Like motherfuckers, like I used to get on JPay, like they had messaged me, like random motherfuckers messaged me, like paragraphs all day. Niggas I don't even know. Like we down there, my nigga, like boy, your shit, like yo, JPay like Instagram. Like, this is a prison, you know what I'm saying, an email site, you feel me? Like, they is on here. Random motherfuckers on here. Like, bruh, sending me messages all day, and I'm like, damn, I really got to, you know what I'm saying, get out and get my shit together. Like, they, you know what I'm saying, I can't keep letting people down.
Like, stop right there. You go ahead, grab
no, for real.
That's beautiful. I want to get into like the tape names, Voice of the Streets. Like,
ask me them questions. Ask me them. Ask me what I told you too.
Yeah.
I want to put that out there. And you know what I'm saying? I ain't the type of nigga that's going to sit here and kick a nigga back in, but I'm going to speak the truth about my experiences with people. You feel me?
100%.
Like, because Fifth, for instance, he was a great person, you know what I'm saying? But he just got flaws, and you know what I'm saying? Things happen and people grow apart.
Yeah.
You feel me? And shit just be like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't wish nothing bad towards him, but I just can't. You feel me? Like,
okay.
Can't. That nigga helped me a lot, though.
Yeah.
He helped me a lot, for sure. And I helped him, too, as well. You feel me?
He was the reason why we met for the first time on the phone.
Yeah, I know. I remember. I was in jail. Yeah, I was in jail. Yeah. And you were doing the interview.
Yep, I was doing his interview. Nah, man. It's some deep truth
into it, though. I'm going to tell you, though.
Yeah,
it's going to make sense.
Yeah, shit. All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to let them get settled. Watch your feet down there, because that thing get hot, boy. Now, this is amazing, though. I appreciate both of y'all.
No, for sure.
For real. This shit been amazing already.
For sure.
This is the beginning of this journey.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
Now, that part, like.
On everything.
On everything. We rolling, Scotty?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's keep going. So you came home and put out the voice of Cleveland, right? That was
in jail.
That was in jail.
Yeah. I dropped that in jail. I dropped Axis Streets in jail. I dropped Voice of Cleveland in jail, and I dropped No Love Lost in jail. It's like I was already working on the tapes.
The only tape, the energy.
I dropped Energy a month before I went to jail. Wow. Every tape that I dropped, I never was home to see the full effect of it. This was the first one.
So this one, Voice of
this,
Streets.
That's why I say it's my favorite one, because it's the one that I was home to experience, to see the reactions, to actually repost the motherfuckers who tagged me. Like, I was happening to hear it on the phone. Like, who listened to it? Is they listening to it? Like, what's going on with it? You feel me? Like, I wasn't able to really experience, you know what I'm saying, the support behind none of the tapes besides this one. Every tape is like I dropped it either in jail or I dropped it then went to jail.
Damn. So talk about Voice of the Streets 1 real quick. Why that title? Why did you feel you had? Was it because of the jails have started rocking with you? The streets came. It was that moment.
Voice of the Streets 1. That was the first tape I was home. You know what I'm saying? That was the first one I was home. But it wasn't really. I wasn't really like. No, that one, I said, was out a year for that one.
Ooh,
but
okay.
I didn't really see, you know what I'm saying? I was just starting for real.
Yeah.
I was seeing the numbers from JPEG, but I wasn't really seeing, like, wasn't really a lot of traction.
Gotcha.
But niggas don't know, like, I've been calling myself the voice of the street since back when I was in jail, 2015, 2016.
Yeah, sure.
Before, you know what I'm saying, Dirt ever said anything about voice of the streets. I've been saying I'm the voice of the streets in jail. You feel me? And then when I came home, you know what I'm saying, I came home, that whole voice of the streets, I wrote that shit in 2016. Everything off that tape, I wrote that shit in 2016 and probably changed up a couple words or, you know what I'm saying, revised a couple songs.
Yeah.
But, nigga, that tape I wrote in jail. So when them niggas, this hearing that shit, like, nigga, I can call niggas right now that's in jail. Like, you wrote that in my cell. Like, nigga, I watched you write, you wrote that song in my cell, bro. I know that shit, whatever. You wrote that shit in, you feel me? Because that shit was written in there. You feel me? So that's why, nigga, that's like, you know how, like, everybody got, like, a legacy or something, like, that they standing on. Voice of the Streets is what I'm standing on. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, just like Lucci, he started over Wish Me Well. He built his whole career off of Wish, you know what I'm saying? So that's my Wish Me Well. Voice of the Streets is my Wish Me Well. You feel me?
Like, so then you come Voice of the Streets too.
Yeah.
You really back.
Niggas don't know in my first video that I dropped before the Dipping In video with Ruda. Mm-hmm. I was on 105 and nigga, I had a suit on and I was standing in the church. Nigga, Voice of the Streets, that was my first video.
That was your first video.
No, my first video ever with Luan. I shot.
Shout out Luan.
We went to a church.
Y'all boy be working.
We went to a church. I put a suit on and that's what it was. Yeah.
And did at that moment did you believe you had started something that was gonna change everything?
No, a nigga probably be lying if he say like he knew, like you know what I'm saying? I knew. You could feel it.
Yeah.
You could feel it, but a nigga never know like what exactly what it's gonna be or what it's gonna turn to. A nigga can hope for it. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Feel like it's gonna be like that.
And if you never had it, you don't really know what you're shooting for. You just hope it do good.
You go off of what? You see other people and you be like, nigga, that's what I want. You feel me? But nigga never really know, you know what I'm saying, what's gonna be in his path and what's for him. You know what I'm saying? Nigga hope for shit and want shit, but nigga never really know. You know what I'm saying? I can't say I knew I was gonna be. You feel me? I felt it.
Yeah.
I for sure felt it.
You know when you one of them ones, though.
Yeah, you for sure. I feel you get that feeling. Yeah, you feeling. Yeah, I felt it for sure. But I, you know what I'm saying? It's like a nigga ain't had shit for so long. It's like a nigga can't really, you know what I'm saying? Nigga still grasping to all this shit for real.
Yeah, shit. But I feel like in Voice of the Streets too, and we're going to talk about it in a second, you know now. Like,
yeah, hell yeah.
It feel like it in how you move, how you talk with the conviction and everything. But before that, because around that time, Rudy, you've had to battle with blowing up quick, going to jail, coming back, trying to blowing up again, going to jail. Mentally, how do you stay focused?
You got to change the people around you, man. I had a lot of motherfuckers around me that were letting me fail. You know what I'm saying? That's the scary part. Like when I was just in jail this time, I used to lay back on my rack and just because you have an out of body experience, so all these scenes you visioning it as you looking at it. And I just looking at the faces of some people that I love, like the motherfuckers were looking at me fail. You feel me? Like so that shit hurted the nigga the most. Yeah. And but also at the same time, you know, it's on me though. You know, I gotta make sure I'm on my shit. I talk that shit. I gotta live that shit. Think highly about myself. I gotta stand on that.
No matter
what's going on around me or whatever going on. You feel me? So that's where I'm just at with it. Like, so you see, as soon as I came home, I jumped right into, he in my same lane. You feel me? I know, bro, got a head on his shoulder. You feel me? Like, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I ain't go to my hood. I ain't go do none of that. You feel me? I don't owe them nothing. You feel me? I already did that. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
All that.
Real shit. Well, I appreciate that.
Yep.
Now, Voice of the Streets, too.
You love Voice of the Streets, too.
I do. I appreciate it. I believe Rest Up Fat Mall was the first song that came out. Video?
Yeah.
From the tape?
Yeah.
Speak on, if you can, the impact of those of that death, Fat Mall, and Rest in Peace, Cat.
That shit hunt you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially when it's a person who was a big part. Like, this is somebody who wanted to see me win the most. Like, so this is another person gone. Like, I said it, like, another nigga name I got to say in the song. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, I don't like that shit. You feel me? But it's like, damn.
But you say it.
I can't do nothing but say, but say my nigga name. Like, you feel me? Like, I miss him. You feel me? And, like, that nigga was the biggest, one of my biggest supporters. Him and Kev, though.
Really?
But Moore was one of my biggest supporters, like, as far as, like, nigga, just support, period. Like, on my music. Like, all that. Like, that nigga used to call me every day. Like, damn, bitch, come outside. What's up, bro? What you doing? You in the studio?
Yeah.
Then he'll call me back an hour later. What's that one song that go like this, bro?
Yeah.
Hey, what's that? He'll call me every day, bro. And then the day he died, nigga, fifth, when I was in jail. So that shit hurt more when you got to deal with some pain in jail because you can't grieve like you want to grieve.
Yeah.
You got to take that shit in full effect. Everything hurt worse in jail. Anything you go through hurt worse because it's like you ain't got nothing to cope with it. You don't got no liquor. You don't got no weed. You feel me? You gotta just deal with that shit head on. So when Fifth told me like shit, he just called me earlier that day and just asked me with that one song go like that. With Taking Risks, gotta make sure Junior straight. It's called Taking Risks. But he just called earlier that day and asked me what that song was, asked Fifth what that song was called. So it was like, fuck me up, like, damn, bro. Like, then this was a person who was doing great. You feel me?
He was known in the
city. Who don't bother nobody.
A lot of people to this day still are saying his name.
Yeah, he don't bother nobody. So it was like, nigga, if it happened, cause now I really got to turn this shit around and do something great for bro. Because it's like, nigga, if it happened to him, it could happen to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because he was out the way.
Yeah.
You feel me? So he was out the way. So I just want to keep that nigga name alive. You feel me? As much as I can, bro. He was a great nigga.
Now, you speak on something heavy in a lot of your music, but I think specifically in Voice of the Streets, too, dealing with drugs and coming home and trying to cope with everything that's happening and people passing away. How do you get through? How do you get past the drugs and not let it overtake you?
It's like the one. Some people pass that's close to you, it's like that shit be with you forever. That shit like a tattoo. Mm. Feel me? You might do something to you and you like whatever you doing might remind you. Like I be telling, like when I be with wifey, like I be telling her like shit, we might do something. And I be like, man, Fat Marla did this, or Fat Marla did that, and it'll make me sad. Like, damn, bro, like I can't even call my nigga. Like, you feel me? So that shit always gonna stick with a nigga. Whether a nigga on the drugs or off the drugs, that shit don't help, like, at all. Like, I went on the binge, though, when I first came home, though. Like, yeah. I couldn't stop taking perks.
Really?
Like, every day. Like, I was taking them bitches 6 months
you
straight.
You look great right now, by the way.
Hell yeah, I stopped. I'm stopped.
You look like you on everything.
Yeah, hell yeah. I stopped. No drugs, no nothing. Like, but that shit had a hope, because that shit was taking a toll. That shit had a hold on me. Mm. So it was like, I stopped to show myself I could, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm bigger than that. Like, you feel me? Can't nothing beat me.
That you was able to stop without having to go do another sit down or nothing. Like, that's strong, bro.
Because it's like, usually, it's like certain shit, for sure, it's like certain shit you not going to stop doing until you ripped away from it.
Right.
Or people, too. You not going to stop fucking with certain people until you ripped away from them. You in jail, you know what I'm saying? Or some shit like that. Because we, as a 10 of good people, we hold on to shit.
Yep.
Whether it's people, drugs, whatever, we hold on to that shit. We not gonna let that shit go unless we ripped away from that shit.
Yep. So, or unless we tell ourselves.
For sure. Gratefully, I was able to stop unless we convince ourselves that we better than that.
Come on. Come on.
Like, so, nigga, that shit was hard, though. Hard as fuck. But everything I look at, look like a perk. Like a motherfucker.
That's real, though.
Vitamin, everything. Any pill. You can't shake no bottle in front of me. None of that. I was on you. What's that? So she didn't tell you. I was on it. What's that? And then I seen a couple of niggas was overdosing. So that kind of made me like, no, like this little nigga I know, his name is 3, or Long Live, like, He took a fake perk and died. So it was like, nigga, I was like, hell no. Like, I gotta stop that shit. That shit, niggas putting bullshit in the games. Like, fuck that shit. Like,
now, this is my last couple questions. And this is for both of y'all, because both of y'all put on great performances. 216 Day, you just performed recently and nothing happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a great environment. What for you, how important for you was it to be a part of that?
Shit, I was grateful, you feel me? But, you know what I'm saying, I had a conversation with damn near everybody who was at the, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of different sides in there. It's a lot of people in there that ain't friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, we came together to show people. Like, me and Rose, we came together to show people, you feel me? Like, motherfuckers had their disagreements or whatever the case is, but we came together for the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we did that. Like, it wasn't no drama, no violence. And there was a lot of different sides in there.
Yeah.
But we had a conversation, and I personally had a conversation with everybody who was to perform, like, who had some shit going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just to get, you know, an understanding of what we doing it for. You feel me? Like, we ain't got to meet up here and kill each other. Y'all want to do that, we could, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
There's other ways to go about that. We this for the city. We going to do that. This is what we going to do. This for the city. And we showed them. that we can, and motherfuckers countered us out. Yeah. Don't do that. Don't go there. Don't go to Medusa on the 26th day. Y'all gonna die. Don't go down there.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. And we pulled that shit off. No, nothing. Not even a fight.
Come on.
Nothing Come happened. On. Like, it was great. And it was great vibes, and it was great energy in there.
I love it, man.
For sure.
Now, you brought Rika out. We got it. Shout out Rika, man.
Yeah, shout out Rika.
You brought her out. Why was that important for you?
Oh, she legendary.
Come on.
So I had to. I had called her the day of. I'm a last minute nigga, so I called motherfuckers 5 minutes before we gotta go in. So I called her. I called her. She like, damn, it's less so last minute, but I got you. So she ended up coming out there and shit, and I made sure it was cool. She pregnant and shit. She like, I just want somewhere to sit. So I just want somewhere to sit down type shit. I'm like, bet. So I'm like, this to be, you know what I'm saying? I'm paying my respect to her. Cause it was her idea for me to do the song. You feel me?
Wow. Cool.
It's another little, like I had Erica, you feel me? I was supposed to do the She Said.
Uh-oh.
But it was a lot of little weird shit. Like, you feel me? So it was just like, so happened that she had that another great song from Cleveland that I'm like, okay, fuck it. I could do that. You feel me? And it turned out great.
I love it.
You feel me?
Now, I ain't never not seen you sweat after a performance, my boy. When I say you put on a performance every single time,
I dig it.
Where does the energy come from? Where does the vibe come from? Why do you go so hard when you perform?
Man, being on stage, that's my happy place, though. When I was younger, I always wanted to rap. And I always stay in the mirror performing and practicing my shit, man. There ain't nothing y'all ever seen me do with me ain't practicing me looking at myself face to face first.
Real shit.
I even served it to y'all.
Real shit.
Yeah, so it just, like, that's my habit. Anything on this world can be going on. You pick me on the stage in front of some people and they fuck with me too. That'd be another juice, though, that get, because it's like they fuck with me too. Yeah. I ain't trying to convince them to fuck with me. Like, I'm out there auditioning.
Real shit.
You feel me? Like, so that get me too, and that's just dry. Like, that's my happy place.
I need some blessings. Love.
For sure.
I need some lessons for real. That nigga hard on the performance.
Oh, God.
He hard.
It's just the energy and the people I got around me, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you want them to write right type of niggas around you that's gonna crank it in.
Yeah.
Like, nigga gonna crank it in for you.
Yeah.
But sometimes you might, well, I know you probably experienced it too, because you got that soul type music. You might, yo, niggas might be starstruck when they see me and they looking at you.
For
like,
sure. For sure. Like,
ain't it been a lot of times I've been performing, my niggas looking at me like, man,
like,
this
damn,
nigga, God
bro.
Damn,
really?
All my kids. That's so you beautiful. Gotta stay
like this, though, yeah.
Like, whoa, this us.
Yes, yes.
Like, I see you, bro. Shake it off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on.
Way of fame.
Check yourself.
Take it off, boy.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Get it together.
That's
good as y'all can, like, have that energy, though. Like,
yeah, it's just a blessing. But, man, something that you really want to do in life, you're going to go hard for it.
Every time.
You know what I'm saying?
Every time.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and I gotta shout out Fifth because he was the first person who actually introduced me to No Love as a person, because I had heard his music, had heard, man, this is the one, he coming. But when me and Fifth did his interview, he personally called him while Love was in jail, incarcerated, and Love picked up. And from there, we're here. So it's like, you really get to see where people's intentions are as time goes. But things aren't always perfect. Life isn't always perfect. And we are men. They did Babies to Felons 1 and 2. I mean, multiple songs. But could you speak on kind of where you are with you and
speaking of Babies to Felons, like, for real, to be all the way honest, though, like, that nigga definitely, you know what I'm saying? Like, people just outgrow people. Like, you feel me? You know, like, Boosie and Webby.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was like Boosie and Webby.
Really?
Like, you feel me?
Like, Cleveland, for real.
That was bro. Like, you feel me? But it's like a lot of things happen and it just put, you know what I'm saying? You, when you love somebody, you will let people do shit that you want to let the next person do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So every time they do something, you step back. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time niggas swing a punch, you know what I'm saying? You just keep stepping back. It's only so much for you going to step back till you just, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Keep it pushing. You feel me? And nigga keep doing shit and doing shit. You forgive a nigga because you love him. But you see shit, and I'm the type of person, I'm going to speak on shit. I'm going to speak on whatever I don't feel. I'm not going to sit there and let a nigga do nothing to me I don't like or say something or none of that or anything flawed. And that's why niggas don't like me because I'm not going to let you be flawed around me. I'm going to say something because I want you to say something to me if I'm flawed.
Right.
You feel me? Or if I do something that ain't, you know what I'm saying, G or, you know what I'm saying, or ain't player, like ain't P, tell me, you feel me? But a nigga do, and then when a nigga do that and I say something, that's where it gets to going, you feel me? And I see that, okay. But to be all the way honest, all babies are felons. Like, I was in jail, so I put the tape out myself, you feel me? So this when I first started rapping. I put the tape out. I typed that shit on that motherfucking computer for an hour, figuring that shit out, typing it in there, and I put that nigga name on there. I ain't put my name on there. I put No Love on there, but I ain't put nigga name. You know what I'm saying? I put his whole government name on there and then put just No Love. But I'm thinking like, shit, maybe I'm going to get paid too. You feel me? Maybe when, or he going to keep a G. I ain't tripping. We in this shit together. You feel me? But Babies the Felons drop, we made $150,000 off Babies the Felons. And I ain't get a dollar of it. So that's where this went. You know what I'm saying? But this was something that I let go. You feel me? Because I was in jail and he had went back to jail. Oh, I'm about to send you $30,000. I call him. First of all, I see the shit on the internet that he made this money off this tape. So I'm like, I'm sending myself like, damn, bitch, you hitting. He like, yeah, that's all Babies the Felons. I said, that's all Babies the Felons. Oh, yeah, let me, what's up? Like, what's going on? He like, I'm about to send you X, Y, and Z. Couple days go by. Couple days go by, he don't send me shit. You feel me? Then I call like, damn, what's going on, bro? Like, he like, my old ran off with the bag and the Cash App, this and all this drag. You feel me? But I ain't gonna say this shit wasn't true. I ain't gonna say it was. You should just left it at that. Like, from this day forward, I'm just gonna go about business different, no matter who it is, you know, no matter who it's with. So, you know what I'm saying? That was the first thing that drew the line, like, you feel me? But he said it wasn't his fault. He ain't like, no, you ain't. No, he was like, bruh, this happened, X, Y, and Z happened. But when shit happened like that, you be like, man, you feel me? Like, it just slowly pushed you away. Then there was a lot of other things that I just kept letting go. When you love a nigga, you let you know what I'm saying, you let shit slide, you feel me? Because I actually had love for the nigga, you feel me? Like genuinely, though, I love hard when I love people, like my brothers, my niggas, no matter who it is. Like, you know what I'm saying, I love hard, I give my loyalty, you feel me? And then shit went, as we got to going down the line, my shit outweighed the other side. So it was just like, it was that, you feel me? And I'm going to speak on it, so shit.
Well, I appreciate that, man, because, I mean, a lot of people, man, you know this industry, a lot of people show face, a lot of people, especially when it comes to people that they had relationships with, and it just didn't grow. Y'all didn't grow together. Y'all ain't got no bad blood. Y'all move forward, but y'all didn't
shit
grow
is what it is, bro.
It is what it is.
Shit teach you valuable lessons, man.
That part.
Niggas don't be knowing for real. Niggas don't be knowing that. Niggas be trying to figure it out. You feel me? So when shit be happening, a nigga just gotta, you know what I'm saying? The next time a nigga do something, nigga, I just make sure everything lined up so shit don't go wrong. You feel me? A nigga
do
learn.
Right.
That's the best lesson. Yeah. It's a mistake or an act. That's the best thing to learn is from a personal experience of something going wrong.
Yeah.
That's the best way to learn it.
That
you
part.
Feel me?
Now I wanna talk about, cause you spoke on it briefly with the 216 day. I got one more question for you, Ruder, then we out of here. But cause you got it on right now, Hood Babies. Shout out to Eve.
Oh, you ain't even asked me no questions about nobody, like who I fuck with, or you know what I'm saying?
Okay, come on. So, cause I got Big Endo, Wise. Come on now, like
Flo.
Come on.
I ain't gonna say I ain't gonna say, but no, I'm just gonna give like a couple people a shout out type shit. I ain't gonna say I fuck with her with all that extra shit. But I fuck with Easy though. He a great nigga. You feel me? He one of the niggas who trying to bring the city together.
Yeah.
You feel me? Easy, I fuck with Endo, she doing her thing. I fuck with Flo. I fuck with everybody for real. But these specific people is great people that I know, that I, you know what I'm saying, I talk to every day type shit. Flo, he was supposed to perform, but you know what I'm saying, he had some shit going on. You feel me? So, but he a great nigga. We got some shit dropping soon too. Like,
but the shit y'all have dropped, the chemistry, where did it come from? Like,
man, it's like,
it's beautiful.
It's like, Flo reached out. I can't even remember how I met Flo, for real, for real.
Wow.
But we went to
what was the first song?
Veteran, I believe.
Veteran, okay. Off of Voice of
No,
People.
I know. 50 on Pump 4, clutching, lurking, just in case of smoke. Told her to get out and go get a mild and left her at the stove. Yeah, that was the first one.
Was that 2020?
That was 2021.
2021.
Yep, that was the first one. Really? But he reached out to me though. He reached out to me and just shot the and just was like, "Shit, come on, ain't charged me nothing."
Yeah, cause he had just got his. Cause I was wondering. That was right when he got his deal. Like, right Like that year.
Yeah,
was,
he charged me. He ain't charged me shit. He just reached out to me like, bro, come on, let's go. And like, let's do a song. And we've been fucking with each other ever since. Like, I went to that nigga baby shower. Like, that's
yeah,
my.
That's bruh.
Like, that's bruh.
That's beautiful.
Like, outside of music. Like, right. That's my nigga.
Real like, shit. Now, big end, because y'all support each other. Like, when you drop, it's going to be on her story. If
it's
I'm
like,
on her page. Like,
it's like me and Endo got like a support, like bond type shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And that's how I started for real, for real. And for real, for real, Endo was the only person when I was in jail who was supporting me.
Really?
Yeah, Endo was the person who was like, that Voice of Cleveland, we had a song on there.
Yep.
Like, she posted that motherfucker every day. Absolutely. Like, when I was in jail. She was the only person. When I ain't had nothing on my story or nothing, like, it'd be something from her. Like, she'd be so when I came home. It's like everything I do, I include her in it.
Yeah.
And everything she do, she include me in it. And them is great relationships to have.
Mutualism, people.
Because it's y'all come to the table and y'all bring what y'all got to that table and y'all eat together. You bring your resources, I bring my resources, and we make this shit shape. And she do. Every time she got something going on, if she's able to, she make me a part of it. And every time I got something going on, I make her a part of it. And we've been doing that. It's been like a year now. You feel me?
And it's coming together so perfectly. Because shout out to the boys in the building. Dre Day's in the building. Yeah. Andrew Lloyd. We live forever. Y'all have, man, shout out to y'all. Because y'all are really bringing together, like, great energy and great talent. And putting them in position to be successful with the talent they already shown. So it's a beautiful thing, but kind of speak on, if you can, the We Live Forever move. Like, what made you say that was a good move right now?
See, for real, I fuck with Dre and his vision. Feel me? We ain't really have a deep conversation, but Dre wanna see me win.
Yeah.
So whatever Dre, you feel me? I'm with it. Like,
I love that. And trust and trust is key when it comes to management and moving and developing your career. Now, Rudabang, you have, man, done some of the biggest, funnest, most amazing collabs in the city in the last decade, for sure.
Right. For sure. Damn, I've been
hitting
that.
Man, hitting though.
Damn, that's crazy. That's it. Food like a motherfucker.
And for real, hold on, not to cut you off, but I feel like if Dre talked for me, I'd be way bigger than I am right now. Like, really? I'm big as fuck, but I'd be, like, because I don't know how to talk to people.
Mm,
you feel me? Like, I'm too aggressive. Like, niggas say I'm too aggressive. You know what I'm saying? But if Dre was to speak, you feel me? I'm good. I ain't got to say I let Dre talk to the people. You be in there, you feel me? I was just sit back, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
Because I want to rap anyway. Yeah. I don't want to talk to people.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know how to talk to my kind. You feel me?
Look, I got to ask you. One second, Rudy. Because there's something I really want to ask you. Because it's heavy in your music, too. But social anxiety. Where does that stem from you? Like, where does social anxiety stem from?
All this pressure, man. It be pressure for real. Like, nigga gotta be a certain way, and nigga gotta. I just for real, sometimes I go in the shell, you feel me?
Mm.
I don't mean I ain't working, I just go in the shell, because for real, I don't want the fame. I want some money, you feel me? Like as many people see me and say, no, look, want to take pictures, as many niggas want a picture, that's how many dollars I want.
Really?
I don't want no motherfucker. I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's cool.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing that I care about, you feel me? I care about feeding my family, I care about getting some money, like. See, the price of fame is high, and motherfuckers don't know. Like, motherfuckers want this shit bad.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I don't even want it. I just want some money. You feel me? And I want people to listen to my music. And I want to take care of my son and my family.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I just want some money. That way, I ain't got to go back to jail. Mm-hmm. That way, I ain't got to, you know what I'm saying, be in the streets. You feel me? I done did too much. I deserve that.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. But it's coming.
I got a couple more questions. We going to be here for a second. It's coming.
Go ahead.
Partner relationships, keeping them, developing them. I mean, just to name off a couple, just Preem. You got whole tapes with M Stacks. Like, how for you is it? Why is it important for you to create with people?
Cause I like to see other people win too, though. Mm. So if I'm like, I just like, cause I get a drive off that.
Yeah.
just tap it in. Like I love people if they genuine. Like, if you genuine, like, I love people. So I love tapping in with a nigga. Like, playing from my hood, though.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got out, like, a lot of niggas was on me. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of niggas was trying to fuck with me. I'm like, shit. Like, that's how I knew it. I ain't even dropped nothing.
Wow.
But I was freestyling in Mansfield.
Yeah.
Real with shit. Boy.
Yeah.
And what's he up? Called and told him, yeah, no cap.
Real man, shit.
Yeah. But Prem was already a nigga that I looked up to from my neighborhood. He was already on the radio since 2007.
Come on now.
Niggas don't even fucking.
Come on now, seven.
Doing it since 2007. Like, and this is a nigga from my neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's him and my brother Jack. I looked up my brother Jack on the trap side and Prem on
yeah,
rapping.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
You know what I'm saying? So. That's what, so I just, it was only the right, it was the right thing to fuck with my nigga, you know what I'm saying, on that situation. And just far as keeping the relationship, I just stay tapping in, no matter what I'm doing. Like, I just tap in, see where nigga head at, see where nigga heart at, you feel me? And that's how I just keep it going off that, so I know how to move around the nigga. I know, like, if this is a friend of mine, I can call
him,
or know who to invite, like, you feel me?
Yeah.
I just tap in. That's all it's about, just tapping in, keeping that same energy, no matter what's going on.
Real shit.
You feel me?
Real shit.
Yeah, for sure.
That's it. Now, love. Being a father is huge. You speak about it in your music a lot. When you found out you were going to be a father, what was that kind of feeling?
March 16th, man, I was in a hole.
What?
Hell yeah. I was in a hole.
So you had to grow a lot in jail.
I was in a hole.
Girl, a lot of things happened in jail.
I was in a hole. It's crazy because me and my, you know what I'm saying, my child's mother, we weren't seeing eye to eye for real. So, like, we weren't seeing eye to eye at all.
Wow.
So I ended up going to the hole the first day I got down to prison, well, to Lorraine.
Now we good. All right. So we about to close out, but when I say we had two legends, two people who have had trials and tribulations in the limelight, though, and still been able to overcome, be a motivation to others, be an inspiration to others. I want y'all to specifically to leave the fans, because y'all truly have fans that ride and die for y'all music and what y'all do. Can y'all speak to them real quick to give them some inspiration, some motivation to whatever talent they have to go do that, to be the best them?
Yeah, go ahead,
I just want to. You just got to go hard. You find something you want to do it, go hard. Just tunnel vision, block out everything. Yeah. And love what's around you. Look at certain shit around you and get the motivation, the love, and the energy off that.
Mm.
And go hard about it. Whatever you do, just stand on it and go hard about it. Don't give up. They're going to hate. Sometimes it's going to get hard. Just get shaky.
Mm.
You feel me? Your feelings get involved. Go hard about it. Because at the end of the day, it's legendary.
I know that's hard. I just want to say this real shit from the heart, though. I just want to say, because I be saying this shit a lot, though, to the young niggas, specifically to the young ones who want to rap. But if you want to rap, rap, man. You want to, don't let a nigga tell you what you can't do or how to do it. Like, do it how you want to do it. And don't do it to impress people. Do it to build yourself up and build your legacy. And being gangster is not cool.
Mm.
Don't think you gotta have a gun to be cool. You gotta go to jail to be cool. You gotta sell some drugs to be. No, you could have a job, my nigga. You could work a 9-to-5. Like, that shit, niggas with 9-to-5s winning.
For sure.
Niggas in jail losing. Like,
yeah, for
and
sure.
Niggas don't think about, niggas just glorify the gangster shit and don't think about the consequences to that shit.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, y'all don't speak about them. Y'all don't speak about bruh and her. He getting his commissary and shit and his.
Cool.
People not answering the phone and shit. You blowing up noodles and shit. Y'all ain't think about that.
Right.
Y'all think about all this gangster shit and how it's gonna make you look, but you ain't think about how them state blues gonna fit you.
Right.
You get done doing that gangster shit.
Hell
like,
yeah.
You just stay, like, just try to stay out the way, bro. That gangster shit ain't cool. That's my motto, for real.
Because
I'll show you, I've been to jail 10 times. Shit not cool.
And that's my last question for both of y'all, because y'all both returning home. And y'all both have names, and y'all both have learned from sitting down.
Hell yeah.
What advice would you give to somebody who's trying to not go back? And you may be talking to yourself.
You got to change your people, places, and things. Change your people, places, and things. Like Brett said, if you go get a 9-to-5, run up all 9-to-5, and you do that. If this shit, street shit ain't in you. Like, but at the end of the day, this shit only got dead in jail on.
Mm-hmm.
Find something else to do. get you a raw support around you. People want to see you win. And you got to know you not don't need to be in jail. You got to know who you is. That shit for animals. Niggas lit.
If you gotta, it's like motherfuckers don't like not being able to do certain things. Like a nigga wanna wear them, feel me? Nigga wanna wear them ballets. Nigga wanna wear this. Nigga wanna put that crumb heart on. Nigga wanna do that shit because they see another nigga do it.
For sure.
You feel me? Everything is what a perception of what you think another nigga got.
Yeah.
Or how another nigga looking. Or the reactions that another person getting. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Fuck what you know what I'm saying? What somebody with a hoe gonna say if you put this crown heart on? Fuck that. Stay down 6 months, stay down a year, you ain't gonna pop out, run that shit up, and you could pop out how you want to pop out. You can't be trying to play catch up and be trying to have shit because other niggas got it. Because you feel like you not shit because another nigga got something you don't got. That's not true.
Real shit.
You don't know what this nigga got going on and what he had to do to get what he got.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't know if he got it righteousness or he got it the wrong way.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Real shit.
So you could go ahead out there and bump your head trying to, you feel me? Because that's all you're going to do.
Yeah.
It don't work like that. Niggas see other people's life and try to put themselves in them shoes. Like, yeah. Nigga, I won't. You feel me? I'm going to get. And that's when niggas do dumb shit.
Real
like,
shit.
Just do what you could do and do what you good at. And don't be trying to live somebody else's life. That shit going to happen. Whatever meant for you, that shit going to be presented to you. You ain't got to go looking for it.
That's
she gonna be there.
Both positively and negatively.
For sure.
For real. For sure. It's the KT Network. We out of here. Yeah. Appreciate y'all, man.
That shit was lit, bro. Yes, I'm looking like, what the fuck? That shit was lit, bro.
Can somebody just tell me what the hell is happening?
We don't know. We're all just waking up. Is there anything you know? Like, do you remember anything?
I think I was kidnapped.
Where is Locke? Locke? Oh, you mean my husband?
Hold up. You better stop right there before you say some shit you're gonna regret. Regret?
Shit getting real.